You're listening to SBS News.
Lara Giddings rose to the top of Tasmanian politics, but the former Premier says it was motherhood that she always dreamed of.
I was one of those children who envisaged myself as a mother. So after having a very successful career and coming to the end of that career without any children, I had given up and thought, well, that's a dream that will never come true for me.
At 45, she was told by doctors that she had no eggs left. But with the help of a donor, she and partner Ian McGill conceived their miracle baby. Mr. McGill says they intend on introducing their daughter to their egg donor when she's older, a woman who, he says, gave them an extraordinary gift.
It was just an amazing sort of coincidence, I suppose, that she came along at the right time. And it really was lovely to see Lara just think there is still hope, and it was a beautiful thing.
But in Australia, egg donation is rare. Dr. Devorah Lieberman from City Fertility says many couples seek help from friends or family members or spend years waiting for a donor to come forward.
In Australia, you can't pay people to give eggs or sperm, so finding altruistic donors has always been a challenge in Australia, which is why so many women will go overseas for egg donation.
Doctors in Melbourne are proposing a new option. IVF clinician Dr. Alex Polyakov and University of Melbourne researchers are looking into the possibility of linking infertile women with those who have unwanted frozen eggs in storage.
They may be single at the time, but then as years go by, they may find a partner and have a family, and those eggs that are stored are really not required by them.
Freezing eggs has become increasingly popular in Australia, with the number of eggs in storage rising almost 30% in just 2 years. But current estimates show less than one in five women will return to use them. Dr. Polyakov says rather than throw them out, women could donate them and in return be compensated for the money they've spent in the process.
We were not legally allowed to sell or buy eggs. This is not the idea. The idea is a direct transfer, eggs go to the recipient, and the money that the donor spent comes back from the recipient to the donor.
But some have concerns the process could have psychological impacts on the donor. Dr. Devorah Lieberman says if the woman who froze her eggs was unable to conceive, there would be a lot of emotions involved in having someone else use them.
If a woman has gotten to that point where she's not going to use those eggs and she is still child-free, I would worry a lot about the potential regret.
Researchers say the shortage of donor eggs in Australia results in many women travelling overseas to countries with less stringent rules and regulations to buy them. Termed reproductive tourism, family and surrogacy lawyer Sarah Jefford says the process has significant ethical and legal issues.
When people go overseas, they're often at the whim of a clinic presenting them with donors who they don't get to meet. In some cases, they are not allowed to have any identifying information apart from maybe eye colour and hair colour.
Research is ongoing into the proposition to allow reimbursement for the donation of frozen eggs in Australia. IVF clinicians like Dr. Alex Polyakov hope a small change in policy could create big changes for families. Abby Dinham, SBS News.